So let us begin by outlining some of the failures. Let's start with this question. What would you be left with if you accepted the materialist's explanation of you? Would you recognize yourself? If not, why not? What is missing? Mind, will, self, and soul. The brain and its satellite glands have now been probed to the point where no particular site remains that can reasonably be supposed to harbor a non-physical mind. Sociobiologist Edward O. Wilson. Why do people believe that there are dangerous implications of the idea that the mind is a product of the brain, that the brain is organized in part by the genome, and that the genome was shaped by natural selection? Cognitive scientist Steven Pinker. What of the mind, the will, the self, the soul? Do they have a future in the new world of science? Dennett is far from being the only materialist thinker who argues that there really is no you in you at all, that consciousness, soul, spirit, and free will are merely illusions bolstered by folklore. On the contrary, his view is in fact the standard assumption in current neuroscience. Dennett speaks for a number of neuroscientists when he says, "A brain was always going to do what it was caused to do by current, local, mechanical circumstances." Your consciousness, your sense of yourself, is like a benign user illusion. Anything resembling free will is unlikely, or at best, minimal and problematic. American culture critic Tom Wolfe put the matter succinctly in an elegant little essay he published in 1996, "Sorry, But Your Soul Just Died," which expounds the neuroscientific view of life. He wrote about the new imaging techniques that enable neuroscientists to see what is happening in your brain when you experience a thought or an emotion. The outcome, according to Wolfe, is: "Since consciousness and thought are entirely physical products of your brain and nervous system, and since your brain arrived fully imprinted at birth, what makes you think you have free will? Where is it going to come from? What ghost, what mind, what self, what soul, what anything that will not be immediately grabbed by those scornful quotation marks is going to bubble up your brainstem to give it to you?" I have heard neuroscientists theorize that, given computers of sufficient power and sophistication, it would be possible to predict the course of any human being's life moment by moment, including the fact that the poor devil was about to shake his head over the very idea.